By Western standards, the master musicians of Djoujouka from Morocco boast impeccable hip credentials. First, William Burroughs told Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones about them. Then Ornette Coleman went and recorded with them. Now postmodernist producer Bill Laswell has recorded a new album of their music called Apocalypse Across the Sky. World music commentator Milo Miles says it's a long overdue, definitive recording of Djoujouka's wild, timeless wail.
For musicians with such mystique, the masters of Djoujouka have been recorded very sporadically. Some snippets turn up on North African folklore collections. Brian Jones made a low-tech but adequate recording when he visited in the late 60s, then messed up the results with phase shifters and quarts of echo effect. To my knowledge, the only readily available album from Djoujouka before Apocalypse Across the Sky was a very exciting, rather brief collection called simply The Master Musicians of Djoujouka on Adelphi Records. The performances were recorded 20 years ago, and the record's been out of print for a long time. So what immediately hits you about Laswell's new recording is the crystalline modern fidelity. The Djoujoukans live a hard-scrabble existence in the not-very-fertile low mountains of northern Morocco. The job of master musician is inherited, and if you don't ever tend the fields or repair the houses, you better put on a pretty intense show to make up for it. And that they do. The instruments featured in Djoujouka ensembles include lutes, fiddles, flutes, and large and small drums. But what snaps everyone alert is the furious piping of the double-reed horn the French call a musette. These horns are quite widespread around Asia and the Mediterranean, but no one plays them with the determination and finesse of the Djoujoukans. Some larger performances involve women's groups who sing their own specific numbers, like this one called Take Care of Her or Leave Her. The master musicians are so concentrated that they take some getting used to. My one big gripe about Apocalypse Across the Sky is that while William Burroughs' liner notes fill you in about his experience of the master musicians, he doesn't explain the roots of their most dramatic ceremonies with the wilderness god Bougelou, known as the Master of Skins. Bougelou is none other than a local variant of the half-man, half-goat deity Pan, the old friend of the Greek god Dionysius. The churning musette choruses that accompany the Bougelou dances are perfect for this fertility rite. At their peak, there's even a kind of frenzy in them that suggests the ancient midnight ceremonies of Dionysius, in which a goat or a man was ripped to pieces. The sounds of Djoujouka do not leave the mind easily.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. The new recording of the Master Musicians of Djoujouka, Apocalypse Across the Sky, is distributed by Island Records. I'm Terry Gross.